What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, December 17th, 2020. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. We have a lot to talk about today. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials and keeping us out of trouble. And as usual, we're going to do news until we run out of news, and then we're going to open the phone lines for your comments, questions, opinions, and observations, so forth and so on. We have a little light snow still continuing here in Santa Claus, Indiana, but nothing like what they're getting over on the East Coast here. Apparently, three people are dead, and they're dealing with power outages and major travel disruptions. Apparently, in the last 48 hours, the New England area has acquired more snow than they did all year, all winter last year. So it's just really coming on down there. There's a lot of traffic problems. In some places, they had as much as 40 inches of snow fall. Same thing is happening over in Japan. Communities are isolated. 10,000 households are without power. Apparently, 1,000 cars got stuck. They're issuing warnings for avalanches and further disruptions. So it's really ugly out there. Gosh darn that human-caused global warming, because it's just it's really bad out there. And we still don't know if we're going to have a white Christmas in Santa Claus or not. Obviously, with the name of the town Santa Claus, it would be nice. But so far, the snow isn't sticking. It's coming down, but it is melting on landing here. All right, so let's get into our favorite topic that we love to talk about, and that is, of course, the stolen 2020 election here. And we're still seeing stories being written, this one's from Russia Today, about this audit of the Dominion voting machines used in Michigan and its conclusion that the systems are designed deliberately to perpetrate election fraud. And, obviously this supports, Trump's claim of irregularities, but it was fraud, absolute fraud here. The state officials are saying nonsense, it's just a conspiracy theory. But the court-ordered forensic audit, which was carried out by Allied Security Operations Group, found that Dominion Systems in Antrim County, Michigan, recorded a shocking 68% error rate while tabulating votes. And the report noted that the faulty software far exceeds the allowable election error rate set by the Federal Election Commission. And if they were that bad in one county, they were probably that bad statewide and nationwide. One of the latest bits of information that has come on out, and this is being reported over in the Common Sense Show, apparently the Dominion voting machines have the ability to create ballots out of thin air. And it's even in the manual where it says fake stacks of ballots can be generated by the Dominion voting software and then fed back in. And somebody who knows how to get into the internals could engineer all of those fake ballots for one candidate over the other. And so it's another area that could be exploited for fraud and stealing elections here. All righty. The director of the Office of Trade and Manufacturing Policy and assistant to the president, Peter Navarro, released a 36-page report on the 2020 election. And it's titled The Immaculate Deception. I love that name. Six Key Dimensions of Election Irregularities. And the report focuses on outright voter fraud, ballot mishandling, contestable process fouls, equal protection clause violations, voting machine irregularities, and significant statistical anomalies. And so it's another report, carefully researched, coming on out and saying that, there were some problems. And all six of the battleground states exhibit most or all of these different categories of election irregularities. So it's definitely, definitely out there. Now, Rand Paul, of course, is repeating his comment that he made during the Krebs hearing that this election was in many ways was stolen. And so Rand Paul was at the congressional hearing saying the election was stolen. The fraud happened. The election was stolen. And the only way it will be fixed is, in the future, enforcing the laws. And this is something I am seeing coming out of all these hearings and everything. They're all saying, what do we do about the future? And they're not addressing what happened now. That's apparently, a forbidden topic here. But apparently Krebs himself, was just sitting there with his arms folded, very defensive body language, and trying to look as skeptical as possible. Now, getting on back to SolarWinds, this is turning out to be a real scandal, not getting a lot of coverage yet. But apparently SolarWinds was being used by a lot of government agencies. It was used by Dominion Voting Systems. It has been discovered to have been compromised. There was a backdoor in it where third parties could get into SolarWinds and through SolarWinds could get into and hack all kinds of things, including the election. And SolarWinds is, Dominion is trying to distance themselves, but it's already been established that they were sharing data back and forth here. Apparently, the owners of SolarWinds have links to Obama, the Clintons, China, and the U.S. election process. And apparently, the company was acquired in February of 2016 by investment firms Silver Lake and Thoma Bravo. Then the company went public in 2018. But again, their motto ought to be Dominion Voting Systems, we guarantee the results. All righty, speaking of Dominion, there is a whistleblower, Melissa Carone, and she has come forward to allege major systemic voting fraud at the TCF Center in Detroit on election night. And this week, the CEO of Dominion Voting Services, John Poulos, testified before the Michigan Senate. And Poulos was trying to paper over the dozens of witness statements that alleged there was an active conspiracy to fraud the vote on election night. And apparently, this whistleblower, Melissa Carone, is saying she personally witnessed that there were internet connections on these Dominion voting machines. And she also said that there were no steel ballot boxes underneath the tabulating machines, which they're supposed to be there. They're locked. The ballots drop in them. They're kept safe and secure. But apparently they just had bins there, meaning ballots could be taken out and run through the machine again if needed. So again, I hope she's got her Kevlar undies on. She could turn out to be the next Deborah Palfrey. All righty. Four counties in Georgia are being sued over early voting dates. And this is part of a push for more to be added for the state's Senate runoff elections next month, which will determine the control of the Senate. So apparently, Republicans right now are holding slim leads for both those seats. And the polls are all over the place, of course. And the liberal media is saying the Democrats are going to win. And the conservative media is saying the Republicans are going to win. But apparently, Democracy Docket detailed that the suits filed on behalf of the New Georgia Project, which is a group that looks to register and civically engage Georgians in the Bibb, Clark, Houston, and Paulding counties, and basically saying the name counties are not offering early voting on December 19th, December 31st, or any of the days in January, despite statutory requirements compelling them to do so. So the skullduggery is continuing over there in Georgia. Now, another indication that we're going to see another massive steal to get those Senate seats, apparently 100,000 people who did not vote in the general election have requested mail-in ballots for the Georgia Senate runoffs. Okay? That is very, very suspicious. So we'll see what's going to happen with that. Okay. Now, we basically have this Swalwell, California Democratic Representative Eric Swalwell. He's currently caught up in this spy scandal involving a Chinese woman called Fang Fang, and they're starting to call the scandal the Fang Fang Bang Bang. You need to remember, he's a Democrat who was actively promoting that Trump Russia collusion story, and now he's been dragged into this Chinese spy scandal. Wall Street analyst Charles Ortel has shed light on the U.S. mainstream media's sudden interest in the Democrats' longstanding ties with China. And maybe the corporate media is trying to regain some semblance of actually reporting the news, or maybe there's another agenda in operation. I, for one, am very concerned over the sudden insistence of covering Hunter Biden's scandals. I mean, they should be covered, but they should have been covered long before now. The investigations have been going on since 2018. But during the campaign, the corporate media was out there saying that all this talk of Hunter Biden's scandals was just Russian disinformation. Blame the Russians. Bad Russians. Ooh, bad Russians here. Mitch McConnell, of course, is still out there trying to convince Republicans not challenge the electoral vote when it officially arrives at Congress. The Republicans are pushing back at him. Trump is bashing him on Twitter here. We found out Mitch McConnell received campaign donations from the Dominion Voting Systems executives. And now we're finding out that Mitch McConnell's sister-in-law is directly connected to Xi Jinping and has ties to the Bank of China. So the more we look, the more we find the rabbit hole just goes on forever here. All right. Getting out of the election fraud and into other things. Apparently, Joe Biden is going to name Gina McCarthy as the White House climate czar. Now, Gina is the former head of the Environmental Protection Agency, and this has sparked outrage because of the way the Environmental Protection Agency mismanaged the Flint water crisis. And so she's not exactly coming in there with the best of bona fides. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is now suing Google, along with other the other states are joining the lawsuit against Google, alleging that Google manipulated digital advertising markets in violation of antitrust laws. And apparently Google bought and owns DoubleClick, and they're involved in a lot of they're basically trying to monopolize the online advertising industry. And apparently that is enough to justify an antitrust action here. All righty. Tulsi Gabbard has introduced a bill to repeal the Patriot Act. It's probably not going to go anywhere, but I certainly admire her grit in doing so. Another surprising bit of courage that just showed up, and this is getting corporate media coverage, is that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is out there saying it's time for Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer to go. That they are very, very old. They've been in positions of power for way too long. We need to see a transition to a younger generation of possibly less nefarious forces. And apparently she made this comment on an interview on The Intercept. Okay. Now, Andrew Cuomo, New York's governor, is out there and he's doing all kinds of things the New Yorkers don't like, especially with the lockdowns and restaurants and all the rest of it. His latest one, though, is he's banning the sale of Confederate flags and other items that he deems to be hate symbols on state property. And, you know, this is after he lost a Supreme Court battle over his infringement of religious expression. And once again, you know, activists are reminding Cuomo there is a First Amendment setting it up and saying the government will determine what is hateful. Again, that flies right in the face. The First Amendment is an absolute. OK, there are no qualifiers or restrictions written in that at all. It is an absolute gift. You have the right to write or publish or print or film anything that you want. And other people have an equivalent right to come back and say, I disagree, or I agree, or you're being an idiot, But that's what dialogue is. And without dialogue, we're not going to get back to our constitutional republic. Anyway, Cuomo is arguing his legislation will safeguard New Yorkers from the fear-instilling effects of those aberrant symbols at places like fairgrounds and such. I have a better idea. Why didn't you teach people not to be afraid, you know, of a piece of cloth or a piece of paper? You know, all this wokeness and political correctness and social justice, Americans are becoming way too thin-skinned. And that, of course, is not going to be of much value should we get into a major global war, which does seem to be in the offing. Now, even though the National Defense Authorization Act passed Congress with veto-proof majorities, Trump is still out there saying he's going to veto the defense bill unless there is a provision to revoke Section 230 and basically open up corporate media, social media, to the same kind of lawsuits conventional legacy media would be subject to. And that's a very, very good thing. Unfortunately, he is fighting an uphill battle, again, because of the veto-proof majority. All right, little bit of a victory. The Supreme Court has ruled in favor of individuals wrongly placed on the no-fly list as retaliation for not spying on their religious brethren. This was a unanimous ruling. And apparently they ruled in favor of three men who were placed on a no-fly list as retaliation for refusing to act as FBI informants. And so it went all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said the FBI should not have done that. And I'm sure the FBI is out there saying, well, that's just the Supreme Court. You know, we can do whatever we want to do. Remember the COINTELPRO scandal? A huge, huge scandal back in the 70s, congressional hearings, because what the FBI was doing basically threatened the legitimacy of the entire government. And when it was all over, the FBI said, we're sorry, we won't do it again. But subsequent investigations and congressional committees are saying the FBI is still up to the same old dirty tricks they always have been. All righty, let us talk about COVID-19. The wheels are coming off the vaccine bus. There are now two healthcare worker volunteers in Alaska that have been hospitalized. They're being treated with epinephrine, huge allergic reaction. Apparently in Alabama, a 42-year-old nurse died within 10 hours of getting the vaccination. And, so, you know, corporate media doesn't want this stuff reported, but it is getting on out there. And, of course, if somebody is harmed by a vaccine, somebody that you know, you have an obligation to make as much noise about it and as much stink about it as you possibly can. Okay, now, we are finding that more and more medical professionals, people who are in the know, are very hesitant about receiving the COVID vaccine. Somebody did a little poll and they found out that the majority of nurses in Southern California are going to refuse the vaccine. Two-thirds of the nurses surveyed said either no or not for a while, you know, to see what damage is being done. And again, they're probably thinking back to the 1976 swine flu vaccine debacle there. All right, down in El Paso, Texas, they had a news station that in order to try and, you know, get people excited about getting the vaccine, they showed a healthcare worker getting the vaccination. But a close examination of the video shows the plunger was already pressed in and the syringe actually empty before the shot was actually administered. It was a fake shot. Over in Colorado, Brenda Bach, who's the coroner, says she's shocked over the inflated COVID-19 death tolls in Grand County, and she's now going public to local news outlets. Apparently, she found gunshot victims were included in the toll of COVID deaths. Got to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back. We'll be right back.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
Welcome back to our show here, and a reminder that Republic Broadcasting Network is somewhere inside a perpetual fundraising operation here. And a reminder, this is the Christmas giving season. We've all been good little boys and girls this year, but our stockings are hanging kind of empty at the moment, and we're kind of hoping that you will put some little goodie in there for all of our hardworking people that keep this going here. So the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer, anonymity cash is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. And, of course, all of this contact donation information is at the top of republicbroadcasting.org. The network thanks you. Okay, getting on back to COVID-19. Apparently, France's Emmanuel Macron has tested positive for COVID-19. And apparently, a bunch of European leaders who met with him during a recent European Union meeting, they're all self-isolating here. Now, Macron is going to self-isolate for 7 days while working remotely. His wife is isolating with him, although she is not showing any symptoms whatsoever. Okay, so good for her. All righty. There are a lot of people very concerned about the vaccines out there. Over at winterwatch.net, they're sounding the alarm about how this vaccine, the mRNA vaccine, is experimenting with rewriting your DNA. And say, you know, that whoever is behind this, they're effectively playing God by trying to re-engineer the human race by changing our DNA. And we don't know what they're changing the DNA to do. Maybe sterilize some of us, maybe make us automatically much more trusting of what government says. You know, we're not entirely sure. We just know the technology is definitely there. And they're drawing a parallel between this huge vaccine campaign here with the old Looney Tunes cartoon when the Roadrunner, where Wile E. Coyote was always so confident that his superior intelligence and planning would get the Roadrunner. And then, of course, inevitably, the plan would blow up in his face. And they're saying this could turn out to be the same thing. And again, think back to 1976 and that swine flu vaccine debacle. And that gets us on to another consequence you ought to be thinking about. This was reported at CNBC. If you are harmed by the vaccine, if you have severe COVID vaccine side effects, you can't sue Pfizer or Moderna or any of the other companies producing these chemicals. They're legally protected, and the government likely won't compensate you for damages either. And apparently lawyers being interviewed on CNBC said there is basically no one to blame in a U.S. court of law if you have you know, these severe side effects here. And, you know, it goes back to the blanket immunity that was granted these pharmaceutical companies, both under a Pharmaceutical Act that was passed and even in the Homeland Security Act, because of the necessity of fast tracking vaccines if we were subjected to a biological terrorist attack. They're immune. And when you immunize an industry, you get bad products. And I think we can prove that looking at the computer industry, because when computers, home computers, were first starting out, they were given blanket immunity from product liability. You couldn't sue them. You would just have to take your chances. And the logic behind that was very, very flawed, because if you have a business and you buy a van for your business and it crashes due to a design defect and you are financially hurt, you can sue the van manufacturer. But if you buy a computer system for your company and because of a design flaw, it crashes and wipes out all of your accounting data or something and you suffer financial hurt, you can't do anything about it. And because of that, we've had an endless series of, you know, imperfect software, imperfect hardware. I remember this Pavilion computer I had just kept locking up all the time. And they finally said, you know, there's nothing to do to fix it. Get a new computer here. So they're doing the same thing with vaccines, which has far more serious consequences than your computer coming up with the blue screen of death, because with a bad vaccine, you could come up with the blue face of death. Just a little something to think about here. All right, Dr. Anthony Fauci, and here's where I should have the theme song from The Grinch ready in the car player here. Fauci wants Christmas canceled. He believes all Christmas celebrations between family members should be stopped, saying it's just one of the things you're going to have to accept through this challenging time here. And he did this in an interview in The Washington Post. Again, it's like tearing down all the old memorials and the statues and everything. They're destroying all of our traditions, our history, so that we don't have a moral foundation on which to build our identity. We got to take. Oh, there it is.
You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com. www.thehealthcare.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about COVID-19, and there's an interesting story that has come out of ivmeta.com, and it's basically talking about there are 26 studies that have been done on ivermectin that all show it is effective to cure COVID-19. And they've calculated that if it was ineffective and generated positive results in the 26 studies, that would be a 1 in 67 million chance of happening. So there's a high degree of confidence that ivermectin is actually working. Of course, there's a campaign to discourage people from relying on a cure for COVID-19 because the big money is in the vaccines. And again, it's all about the Benjamins. It's all about the Benjamins there. All righty. Now, Twitter is out there saying that they will now remove all posts claiming that vaccines can harm people. And I presume that would be anybody reprising the 1976 swine flu vaccine disaster. But basically, Twitter has stated they will remove all posts that suggest there are any adverse impacts or effects of receiving vaccination, despite reports already emerging of health workers getting sick from taking Pfizer's shot. Again, it's all about getting you to take this shot no matter what. And if, you know, a few million people die, that's no big deal as long as we got the money here or accomplish whatever the real agenda is behind this shot. You know, the effort with which they're selling this, this hard sell and coercion going on really makes me wonder what is actually in that shot. Okay, now, down in Australia, they have apparently passed some very strict laws, and apparently nurses in Australia who talk about vaccination problems could face prosecution and up to 10 years in jail. And that just shows you the kind of political force that is being brought to bear to convince you all that, you know, Pfizer and Moderna's COVID-19 vaccines are perfectly safe. Of course, that's what they said about the swine flu vaccine. That's what they said about thalidomide and so forth and so on here. Now, there's an interesting little side effect of our lockdown mask social distancing regime that I guess people didn't anticipate was going to happen. Apparently, because everybody is now wearing masks out on the street, it's actually making carjackings easier because the bad guys can walk up to your car and you don't think anything about the fact they're wearing masks. In the good old days, you know, when you would watch movies about cowboys and Indians or bank robbers or stuff, if you saw somebody in a mask, you knew there was going to be a problem. But apparently one of the reasons carjackings are skyrocketing is because the victims don't realize what's going on until it's way too late. And as I was telling Claire the other day, one of the weird things about this whole coronavirus things is that you can walk into a bank or a jewelry store wearing a mask and nobody gets upset. Anyway, okay, turning to the international news here, a U.S. spy plane, an RC-135W, flew over the Korean Peninsula yesterday and flew into the area over the Yellow Sea, which is between Korea and China. This is apparently one in a long series of flights by this plane, which is designed to detect missile launches. So apparently they're expecting North Korea to do something dramatic in the near future. And apparently this is being pushed along out of concern that the upcoming 8th Party Congress in North Korea might be an occasion where they would test fire a missile system. And the U.S. is looking for signs of such preparations. At the same time, the plane got quite close to Chinese airspace, and that may have been another attempt by the Trump administration to annoy Beijing. All right, the United States has hit Chinese and United Arab Emirates-based companies over Iran-related sanctions. In other words, they're going to these companies based in China and the UAE. They're accusing them of helping Iran export petrochemicals, and they're hitting them with sanctions. Here a sanction, there a sanction, everywhere a sanction, EIEIO. Well, enough of the world has now turned away from the U.S. dollar-centric economy, where it's not really as effective as it used to be. And there was an article about this from the original antiwar.com saying that basically these economic sanctions from Washington may be cruel, but they're also rather futile. And, you know, these sanctions actually help build public support for leaders in these sanctioned countries because they see it as a form of Washington's imperial bullying. And they see their leaders standing up to it. The leaders cannot give in without appearing weak. Okay, over in Israel, there is apparently a problem there where Israel has basically stolen or destroyed $2 million worth of European Union aid heading for the occupied West Bank over the past 5 years. And the rather interesting thing about it is the European Union is not saying anything at all about Israel's behavior, which is extremely destabilizing. All righty. Now, over in Taiwan, apparently another attempt to annoy Beijing, the United States has issued an export permit for a digital sonar system that is considered critical to Taiwan's submarine project. And Taiwan was notified by Washington Tuesday the permit had been granted. So the digital sonar system and an integrated combat system are two key components Taiwan needs to build its own modern submarines, which they will use to basically guard the Taiwan Straits here. Over in Iraq, apparently some of those camps that were set up for refugees from the zones where fighting was taking place, they've run out of money. They're shutting down. And these Iraqi families are being sent back to their homes, which in many cases are rubble. And they've been gone for 3 years. So they're going home and they're just seeing, you know, the destruction of everything they've ever known. Over in Nigeria, apparently Boko Haram and its, if you will, cohorts are kidnapping children. They have kidnapped hundreds of schoolboys, and they're turning them into soldiers. So we have child soldiers over there being involved in these wars in Africa. All right, Space Command, the U.S. Space Force, is already out there saying, we're protecting you. They've basically announced that Russia just tested another anti-satellite missile. They're blasting this as a hostile act, ignoring the fact that the United States has been testing and deploying anti-satellite missiles for quite some time here. And apparently, pardon me, Chief of the Space Command, Army General James Dickinson, basically said, Russia is turning space into a war-fighting domain. General, do you remember something called Star Wars or the Strategic Defense Initiative? Anyway, they're basically saying Russia is bad for doing what the United States has been doing all along here. I think psychologists would call this a projection. All righty, let's do some of the economic news. I wish it was better. There's an interesting surge in consumer spending. And yes, it's the Christmas season and everybody wants to buy presents for everybody else and, you know, even for themselves and so forth. But apparently a lot of this Christmas spending and optimism is based on the expectation that there will be a stimulus check in the very near future. And unfortunately, that is still one of the ping pong balls being batted back and forth by the Republicans and the Democrats over there in the Congress. In the meanwhile, between the failing economy and the coronavirus scamdemic, nearly 8 million Americans have fallen into poverty. And, you know, it just shows how desperate the situation is getting out there. And, you know, that's 8 million people. And I know compared to the whole population of the U.S., that may not seem like much, but I think it's an indicator of future trends here. Now, over at Fort Bragg, which is the largest military base in the United States, you know, they're basically their own city. They got shopping centers, barbershops, social clubs. And in a sign of the times, it now has a food bank. And apparently the YMCA on the base started a food pantry last year to respond to the growing insecurity, food insecurity among military families. And they have seen a 40% increase in a request for groceries. And the story is much the same around the country, from the lowest income families in the military and different from civilians whose economic fortunes have been damaged by the economy and the pandemic. And I know everybody's trying to link the two. The pandemic is causing the economic downturn. I'm not entirely sure about that. The economy was in trouble before the pandemic ever arrived. I think it's being used as a scapegoat. And that may, in fact, be the reason they're out there just with the fear mongering about COVID-19, you know, and get your shot and get your mask and everything so that when the economy does do the big kaboinga, they can blame it all on that and say it wasn't the fault of the bankers, you know, overprinting the dollar, wasn't the fault of the politicians who were always spending more than they should have. You know, it was all the result of this virus. This little tiny virus brought down the world's most powerful economy. And if you believe that one, I have some of Saddam's nuclear weapons to sell you. Over in Saudi Arabia, they have really been in serious trouble ever since that botched up oil price war that was designed to harm Russia. Russia came through it because their economy was more diversified than analysts understood. But it harmed Saudi Arabia to the point where their government had to issue bonds for the first time. And apparently their economy is now so bad that some workers have had no wages for 10 months. And they have now gone on strike. And apparently, you know, they're having to go on out and beg for food. Now, the Huta Marine Group employs 6,000 people who work in Saudi Arabia from around the world. And apparently they are the ones being hardest hit by this absence of a paycheck. Story coming on out of Global Research, U.S. unemployment is rising. Evictions and mortgages, there's a crisis brewing there. Small business is collapsing. And this is all the economic consequences of a second mitigation bill. We're basically, as of right now, the middle of the month, we're showing signs of a very weak fourth quarter. And the despite the recent enthusiasm for Christmas, overall reports of consumer retail sales in October, November are way, way down. And it's especially hard for the brick and mortar retail outlets. A lot of the commerce that we are seeing is online, which has overloaded the delivery chains. The post office is running way behind. Same thing with UPS. FedEx is still keeping up, but they're working very, very hard. All right, let's get into the world of political correctness because it's getting a little weird out there. And we're talking about all these sport teams that are being forced to change their names because their names are offensive to somebody. And the Cleveland Indians are the latest ones to say they're going to change their name. And somebody has suggested they should call themselves the Cleveland Caucasians. Of course, somebody's going to complain about that as well. Now, the Cleveland Indians already scrapped their official mascot, Chief Wahoo, because that was deemed to be racist, and now the name itself is gone. And so the Cleveland, whatever they are, joined the Washington, whatever they are now, the University of North Dakota Fighting, whatever they are, and the William and Mary something or other. And basically, Trump tweeted, "This is cancel culture at work." And he's absolutely right. They're trying to erase and cancel our culture. Because without a strong foundation of tradition and beliefs, you know, you don't have something on which to build your personality and your opinions. And go back and read your Orwell. That's what Big Brother did to all those people in that book. You know, take away their history. And if they don't have a history, then they basically just sort of absorb the present without question here. All righty, getting into some economic news again here. I must have made a mistake in my talking points here. We are still seeing a major trade imbalance. U.S. imports now exceed exports by a factor of 2.0. This trade imbalance is a major, major problem. It seems to be skewing further rather than getting better. And that means literally billions of dollars. I think it's almost $2 billion a day leave the U.S. economy for all these manufacturing centers around the world. And one of the areas that Donald Trump campaigned on back in 2016 was that he was going to bring manufacturing back to this country. And he did a little tiny bit, but certainly not enough. And again, part of that problem is our economy is overburdened with taxation to pay the cost of all of these wars all over the globe. You know what, $750 billion this year? Can you imagine what would happen if that money was diverted into restoring our manufacturing prowess? We wouldn't need to conquer the rest of the world. They'd be beating a path to our door to buy superior products. That's what happened in the wake of World War II. When every other industrial country had their industrial base bombed into rubble, the United States, secure in the North American continent, had all their factories, and they just did a booming business because they were making the best products on the planet, and we should be doing that again. Got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did.
The towers in New York.
And welcome back to our show here. We're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines now, and we're going to start with Jim in New York. Hello, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Mike. You know, I like to read the comments section in the alt media sites. And, but, you know, you have to, like, sift through, you know, 10 silly comments about a coming civil war if Biden is inaugurated. Does anyone really believe that? I mean, really?
I think it's a real possibility. I think it's a real possibility.
I don't think so, Mike. Do you honestly think...
I hope you're right. I hope you're right. I really do.
Do you honestly think a million people are going to storm Capitol Hill on January 20th? Do you really believe
that? No, I don't think that's going to happen, but I think we're going to start seeing schisms develop between the coastal states, which tend to be liberal, and the heartland, which tends to be conservative, and we could see the balkanization of this country, and there may be conflict along those borders.
Well, I think there'll be could be civil disturbance, just like we had the last 4 years, you know, with the fake George Floyd killing and the BLM, you know, protesters and looters. But, you know, white people and middle Americans, they're law-abiding. They're not like Black Lives Matter violent criminals. And, you know, when Biden gets in January 20th, if he does, my prediction, middle America, they'll just do and complain, just like they did under Obama for 8 years, just like they did after 9/11, JFK, and other abominations and other crimes. You know, another laugh I get is the people talking about Texas is going to secede. Are you kidding me? Texas gets more defense contracts than any state in the union. Does anyone really believe, Texas is going to secede on January 20th? There's no way. So this Civil War talk, it's crazy talk. There'll be no Civil War if Biden gets in. People will just complain like they always do. You know, and I say...
Well, I hope you're right. I hope you're right. But I keep thinking back to Romania, which, I mean, only a few weeks before it all fell apart, visitors to Romania said, well, the people seem happy and everybody's calm and so forth. And then this sporting event turned into a spontaneous political rally. And 3 weeks later, Ceausescu was machine gunned to death on Romanian national TV.
I have one more point. Can I have one more point?
All right,
point?
Then I'll hold you over. I'll hold you over. Don't hang up. I'm going to put you on hold. We'll be right back.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.